Welcome to Seal Stadium in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Hillman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dave Hillman. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting second. The left fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Daryl Spencer. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Schmidt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Sanford. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Jack Sanford. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards third. Averill fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Averill. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hillman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin strikes out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill strikes out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Giants. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer strikes out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rogers moves to second. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rogers. The throw from Taylor and he is out, Averill applying the tag. Schmidt moves to second. Two outs. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hillman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson strikes out. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanford fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Rogers fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 1 in the game. Davenport hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. Brandt hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cepeda is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Cubs, 2, Giants, 2. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill strikes out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. Long hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Alou who is chasing the ball. Long reaches third base with a triple. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Alou hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops it up and throws to first, with Hillman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hillman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Rogers. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Altman hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schmidt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hillman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is 0-for-1 in the game. Sanford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks strikes out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-2 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Averill reaches second base with a double. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Long takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thompson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-2 in the game. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Averill fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cepeda hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Alou hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Taylor hits a fly ball into left field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hillman strikes out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Taylor hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 2 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schmidt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Averill fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Altman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Cubs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 3 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Davenport settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Long hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Thompson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Leon Wagner pinch hits for Jack Sanford. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davenport hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 3 in the game. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Averill fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Worthington now pitching. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Taylor is hit by the pitch. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Taylor. The throw from Schmidt and he is safe. Taylor steals second. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman is 0 for 3 in the game. Hillman is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Taylor moves to third. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 4 in the game. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda makes the out and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Cepeda. Taylor scores. Taylor moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-2, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cepeda hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Elston now pitching. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Alou hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cepeda moves to third. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 3 in the game. Spencer strikes out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rogers is hit by the pitch. Alou moves to second. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Schmidt is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and San Francisco Giants, 2. Goodbye from Seal Stadium in San Francisco.